Once upon a time, I was at a wedding, and there was an individual who missed the various Maariv Minyanim that went on at the wedding. So then he had the following quandary. He wanted to stay at the wedding. He was related to the wedding party. So he wanted to stay at the wedding until the end. So and he could catch a minyan very late minyan where he was staying. So they were very late minyanim, late into the night, very late. But it would be after Chatzos HaLaila. So he said, what's better, to daven b'yichidus before Chatzos HaLaila or to daven with a minyan after Chatzos HaLaila? So the question is, what's the main zman tefila for Maariv? We know that it's very, very important to daven with a minyan. However, a person is obligated to daven during the primary zman tefila. And davening with a minyan would not allow one to ignore his chiyuv to daven during the main zman tefila. For example, in the morning, a person is obligated to daven Shemoneh Esrei before zman tefila, before the end of the fourth hour in the morning. So if a person has a minyan, he should daven with a minyan. But if he doesn't have a minyan, he wouldn't wait until after this zman tefila, even though it's before Chatzos HaYom, he can still daven Shemoneh Esrei, he can still daven Shacharis, but he would not purposely wait in order to daven with a minyan. He's chayav to daven before the zman tefila. Is the same thing true at night? So there is a whole discussion in the Mishnayos and Maseches Brachos about Kriya Shema. That Kriya Shema is zmana kol halayla, but the Chacham made a gzera, a siag, that you have to say Kriya Shema before Chatzos HaLaila out of concern that a person would fall asleep and not remember to say Kriya Shema. There is a machlokes harishonim if we actually pask in this way, but the psak in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Lamed Hei is that yes, a person is obligated to say Kriya Shema before Chatzos HaLaila. So no doubt that the normal procedure and the recommended procedure would be to say Kriya Shema with the Birchas Kriya Shema and your Somech Gula Tefillah all before Chatzos HaLaila, of course. However, let's say, again, it comes down to this question of minyan versus not minyan. Do we say that just like when it comes to Kriya Shema, that there's a din d'rabbanan that you have to say Kriya Shema before Chatzos HaLaila, so too when it comes to Tefillah, when it comes to Shemoneh Esrei? Why should they be different? If the Chacham made a gzera that you may forget, you may fall asleep, and therefore you have to say Shema before Chatzos HaLaila, maybe the same thing should be true of Tefillah as well, or no? That when it comes to Kriya Shema, they made this gzera. When it comes to Tefillah, they did not make this gzera. In which case, there's room to say that when it comes, just like what in the morning, there's a common practice that people, let's say you have a minyan which is going to get to, Kriya Shema after the zman, but before the zman tefillah. So many people have the practice that they will say Kriya Shema before at the beginning of davening, and they'll make sure to be yotze mitzvah of Kriya Shema, and then they'll daven with the minyan, even though it'll be after the zman Kriya Shema. So maybe the same thing should be here as well. You should say Kriya Shema before, and make sure you say that before Chatzos HaLaila, but tefillah you should do with a minyan, even though it'll be later, even though it'll be after Chatzos HaLaila. So when it comes to this issue of tefillah, so this is actually a machlokes achronim, and there is a levush in the halachas of tashlumin. So he writes, you can only do a tashlumin for one tefillah in the ikar zman of the next tefillah. So for example, Maariv, after the zman, but before the nighttime is over, he suggests you wouldn't be able to do a tashlumin for mincha. So the later achronim, the Eliyahu Rabbah says, what does that mean? After the zman is over, but before the night is over, then the zman of Maariv is all night. So he suggests, maybe he holds that as well, that this gzeirah d'rabbanan applies to tefillah as well. You have to say tefillah by Chatzos HaLaila. The Prima Golem comes along and says, Where do you get that from? Where is there a din d'rabbanan by tefillah? They have to say tefillah before Chatzos HaLaila. It's not mentioned anywhere. In the Gemara, it just says that the zman is kol halayla. And even if you're going to say the Gemara doesn't mention it, but it's mentioned by Kriya Shema, the Rambam should mention it. The Rambam says tefillah's ma'ariv is kol halayla. It doesn't say anything about Chatzos HaLaila. In fact, the No Debi Yehuda writes in the Tzlach, in Maseches Brachos, he just takes it as a given based on the sugyas that there's no din d'rabbanan by tefillah, only by Kriya Shema. He says, why not? How come Chacham made a gzera by Kriya Shema and not by tefillah? And he gives reasons. Maybe because tefillah's arvus rishus. So therefore, even though bizmanenu you have to daven, but they never made a gzera d'rabbanon, or because by, when it comes to tefillah, there's tashlumin. If you miss it, at least there's tashlumin. By Kriya Shema, there's no tashlumin. So maybe that's why they made a gzera by Kriya Shema and not by Maariv. And the Tzlach assumes that there's no such gzera that you have to daven tefillah before Chatzos HaLaila, Im Kain. So maybe the person should do is he should daven, he should say Kriya Shema, and then later he should daven Maariv with a minion. So this is not totally resolved. The Mishnah Berurah in Simon Kuf Ches quotes both days of the Elia Rabbah and the Prima Gadim without a clear resolution. There are some modern day poskim, Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul, for example, just takes as for granted without any discussion that tefillah is the same as Kriyas Shema. So he says you have to daven biyichidus before Chatzos as opposed to davening Maariv after Chatzos. However, as we showed, that according to these other achronim, according to the Prima Gadim, according to the Noda Biyehuda, there's no din that you have to daven Maariv before Chatzos HaLaila. There's room to discuss. There's room to suggest that maybe a person would say Kriyas Shema before Chatzos HaLaila, and then daven with the minyan after Chatzos HaLaila. Also gets into the question of how absolutely, absolutely essential is it to say Birkos Kriyas Shema with Kriyas Shema and Smichas Geulah Tefillah as opposed to davening with a minyan, a little bit beyond the few minutes that we have right now. But Lanias Daiti, there's a lot of room to say that a person should daven biyichidus before Chatzos HaLaila, but I think there's also a lot of room to say, especially for people who are very, very big minyan people, that daven Kriyas Shema before, and then you can also daven with the minyan afterwards. Have a wonderful day. If people are able to pick up the chairs, that would be much appreciated.